From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, investors got a break from the anxiety that's been the hallmark of the financial markets the past few weeks. Stock prices were mixed. The Dow closed up 42 points, but the S&P 500 finished down slightly. Through the recent turmoil, investors have looked to one man above all others. Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, has more power than anyone to affect the markets. And as NPR's Adam Davidson reports, Bernanke has been studying financial turmoil for a long time.
It's fair to say that Ben Bernanke has been preparing for this moment for at least 24 years.
First, there was work on the U.S. Great Depression in 1983.
Berkeley economist Barry Eichengreen says that Bernanke's famous 1983 paper forever changed how economists understand the Great Depression. And his work on the Great Depression could have a huge impact on how he acts right now. Why did Bernanke focus his most important work on the Great Depression?
It's just like a physicist who studies the Big Bang or a biologist who tries to find things that are odd cases of evolution. A macroeconomist looks at the extreme cases to find out what's going on, and the Great Depression is our extreme case.
Adam Posen of the Peterson Institute for International Economics has co-authored a book with Bernanke. He says the Depression was not like now, of course. It started with a much more severe stock market downturn in 1929. That was bad, but it could have blown over if the Federal Reserve had acted correctly. Bernanke showed that the Fed made things much worse. It kept interest rates high, even as the economy was collapsing, and that dried up available credit to businesses and people facing hard times.
And that's what made the Great Depression great.
Imagine you're a farmer or restaurant owner in 1930 in some Midwestern town. The stock market collapsed in New York, but you don't own stocks. You're doing okay. But you do need a loan from a bank to buy a new stove or get some feed for your cattle.
Or just roll over the loans you already have, because probably you have a mortgage on your restaurant or your farm.
Suddenly, the bank, which is affected by stock prices, doesn't have available credit to give you a loan. Suddenly, you can't buy that new stove. You have to sell some of your cattle.
Then it spirals on because they spend less and they ask their customers to start paying cash up front and their customers decide to spend less and so on and so on.
Without credit, people lose their businesses and their jobs. The economy collapses. The economy is still quite strong today, but there are troubling signs. Credit has become more scarce in the last couple weeks, and many are finding it difficult to get loans. Bernanke was not the first to realize that a credit crunch helped worsen the Great Depression, but he's the one to put the idea through the rigorous mathematical tools of economics. His work has become the standard view accepted by most economists. He taught the world that in real credit crises, a central bank must make sure there is enough credit in the financial system. But some think that right now, Bernanke may be ignoring his own advice. He has taken a few steps, but he hasn't lowered the main interest rate, the one that really affects the availability of credit. Why not? Why hasn't he done exactly what he thinks the Fed should have done at the onset of the Great Depression? Adam Posen.
I think people should be taking heart that Bernanke and the other people on the Board of Governors are looking at the U.S. financial system and saying things are really not that bad.
It should be heartening to see that Bernanke isn't all that worried that the economy is in real danger because of the current credit turmoil, at least not yet. After all, he's the guy who taught the world how to think about credit crises. Adam Davidson, NPR News.